Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. Where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive, one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Let's get an update on the Americans and green card holders left behind in Afghanistan by the Biden administration's deadly and chaotic withdrawal.
Efforts to evacuate Afghan-American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Football League has a couple of games starting today at 7 p.m. Eastern. Merry Christmas week to you and your family from ours. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the Democrat Party attacks Senator Joe Manchin for publicly voting no to President Biden's massive social spending bill, it should be noted that Joe Manchin plus 50 Republican senators publicly voted no to too much government. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News tells Democrats to take a chill pill.
The left ought to relax and accept the fact that Joe Manchin has been telling him for about 6 months now that he's not going to accept the kind of big government socialist bill they want. At the same time, I think everybody who's conservative ought to relax and accept the fact that this is the most dangerous and destructive presidency since Buchanan, which led to the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Buchanan was amazingly bad. The truth is, the Biden administration is going to end up being extraordinarily bad and very dangerous. If you look at China, Russia, Iran, terrorism, North Korea, you look at the border that's totally uncontrolled, you look at the inflation rate, you look at our extraordinarily stupid and self-destructive energy policies. This is an administration that is, in its destructive capabilities, far and away the most dangerous we've had in about 160 years.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. I'll tell you, one step at a time, one policy at a time, one heart at a time. Hey, thank you for joining in. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is going to be with us in just a moment, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Got a lot to review with him as we were going to talk about the hits and misses of 2021. But before we do that, I want to address a couple of other things that Rick brought out. But first of all, let's bring Rick out of the green room and up here on stage. Hey, Rick Manning, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I've been looking forward to our conversation, not only looking back on 2021, the hits and misses, but last week, very good week for America. I noted that, and we should celebrate, the positive things that you noted in your recent release about first starting off with Biden's radical banking nominee. This is something about the free, about the truth. It can be quite liberating, can it?
Yeah, it really can. He put a nominee up who, before the Senate, who was raised in Russia, went to the Moscow University, not in Idaho, but in Moscow, and a year ago wrote about how she wanted to end private banking, your private banking deposits, and let the Federal Reserve know how much money you should be able to get. And fully embrace the idea of just stealing your money. So, and she was going to be the comptroller of the currency. The Senate wisely, some of the Democrats wisely said, we're not going to confirm this person. And so the nomination was withdrawn. And it was a dodged a real bullet because what people don't realize, while the comptroller of the currency, signs the dollar bills and stuff, they actually are one of the top regulators of the banking industry. And when she says she wants to take away your private, your bank deposits.
Yes.
She actually has regulatory power to try to do that. And it's as insane as it may seem, that's the person that Joe Biden put up. And that's the person the Senate rejected, which was a good day for America.
Well, see, think about that for just a moment. The president of the United States. Okay. He nominates this individual with her radical beliefs, and he wants to bring her into the inner sanctum of government. I mean, this America, you got to wake up to this reality. I mean, this wasn't just, hey, some poor HR review here, and he got some bad information, and that's why he nominated Sally Amarova. I mean, this is quite indicative of and consistent with Biden's policies, which has been, from day one, anti-American, isn't it, Rick? I mean, you got to call it for what it is.
That is exactly what it is. And, we had... It's a, understand, a lot of times people will write something when they're in college, right, as a master's thesis or something, or as an undergraduate paper. And, somebody will dredge it up and they'll find it and they'll say something that's a little kooky because you're in college. And maybe you're kissing up to the professor. Right. But the fact of the matter is, she was coming up with this idea and proposing this idea a year ago. You know, this isn't a whim of a college student who has discovered a reality and that none of this makes any sense. No, it was somebody who believes this firmly in their heart. The most amazing part about it, Bill, was it took a long time to get her to go away. And it took a long time to convince Democrats that they couldn't vote for her. So it was a, you know, which should have been a 90, you know, 100 to nothing, maybe Bernie Sanders being on her side, was actually split about four or five Democrats off. And that was the tell point where she had to go. But it should have been.
Look what happened, Rick. Oh, without a doubt. Point one, he should never been nominated. Point two was the media was slow on the uptake here, right? I mean, they weren't, you know, so again, true to their ideology, they continue to carry the water for the Democratic Party. But again, this is where the truth can be quite liberating, and the powers to be and the lever pullers could not, you know, keep this under wraps any longer. It had to be exposed for what it was, and thank God she made the right choice and exited stage left to maybe enter from stage right somewhere down the road, because you know, progressives and individuals of this type of ideology, like you said, this is not anything that was back in college. This is just a year ago. It's unrelenting. I mean, it's not going away. It is there as a constant. We're going to have to continue to be vigilant and work against this kind of invasion.
And the fact that she was viewed as a legitimate person to be comptroller of the currency tells you that there are no breaks on how far left you can be, and it's in this administration. And it, once again, that's why, you know, people like Americans for Limited Government and Tea Party patriots and others are so important, because it's not Congress that shines a light on these things. It's typically groups like ours that shine lights on them, and that's and then Congress reacts, because remember, politicians follow. The people lead. If the people don't have the information to lead, then politicians do whatever they're basically, you know, they're sort of stuck in a morass. They don't know how to get out.
Right.
And so unless we're leading, they aren't able to have the power to get things done. And this is where people matter. And this is just an example where the people won.
Yeah, this is why we the people is so significant. The next one, majority of Senate Republicans stand strong against the vax mandates. Hoo-ah.
We're in an interesting convergence right now, and it is positive. Although we haven't won yet, we still are probably 19 senators away from actually stopping the vax mandate. But over the last couple of months, more and more senators are saying the vax mandates are insane. We've got to stop them. We probably are around 22, 23 Republican senators who are now saying that they would shut down the government to stop the vax mandates. We did have 52 senators, two Democrats, Tester and Manchin, joining 50 Republicans, trying to rescind the Biden regulation, the OSHA regulation, that is the vax mandate regulation. Unfortunately, the process requires, even if you pass it in the House, the process requires the president to sign it. Don't think the president's signing that. So consequently, it's more of a stepping stone rather than a conclusive thing. Mm-hmm. But we're moving the ball fast. And we have a vote in February that is going to determine whether the vax mandates are going to be funded. We didn't win the vote this last time, but we're moving the ball. We're moving it fast. And the vax mandates are so insane. And the people are so enraged that this is another example where the people will lead. And it's why we have our vax mandate campaign that anybody can go to at getliberty.org and click on vax mandates and contact your senators and tell them no on vax mandates. This is a fight we just have to fight every single day, because we're going to grind these senators down and we're going to get them to stand up and understand that if they fund the government with vax mandates, they own the vax mandates, and their people, whether they've got a Republican behind their, an R behind their name or a D behind their name, will not care. They cannot vote for people who would infringe on their liberties this way, and the Republicans have to understand that. They have to understand that. The only way they're going to understand it is when the people who listen to the station tell them. And that's why we have the engagement on the website at getliberty.org.
Well, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Activated, get involved. Your representative needs to hear from you. America needs to hear from you. More from Rick Manning after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, bringing you today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christmas is right around the corner, and with all the joyful festivities, it's easy to get lost in the holiday shuffle and forget the true meaning of this season. As Christians, we need to remember that not only are we celebrating the birth of Christ, but also what He came here for, to save the lost and give them new life and hope. This is why we at the Tide Ministry are more determined than ever to reach those who might not have heard the gospel message and tell them the truth about Jesus through our radio broadcasts and related ministry activities. We pray that every day, many across the globe are giving their lives to Christ as we gather together to celebrate the birth of our Savior who welcomes all who believe. To learn how you can join in prayer for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, one of the final points that you touched on recently was Regarding Joe Biden and, whether it's Manchin, Sinema, others, on the Democratic side, they're real uncomfortable. And, of course, we saw that soundbite last night, that recent soundbite of President Biden speaking to his donor base, almost sounding like Baghdad Al. You know, boy, I want those Republicans to know, get ready. We're coming. We're going to win. And, he says this with no evidence and polling numbers plummeting.
Yeah, he also said that it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
Exactly.
Which, pretty telling given how he won in 2020. But yeah, the president has, I think that one of the big stories of 2020, 2021, if the president, if the media was honest, would be the decline of the president's capacities. That's, I think, the big myth story, because the truth is, they're hiding him every single day. He's got like two things on his agenda. I don't know, I don't know how you can be president and only do two things a day. Okay. Right. I just don't know. Now, the fact that everything he would do would be bad, it's actually a blessing for the country that he can only do two things. But the fact of the matter is, I never thought, I guess in the 1800s you could have a part-time president, but I never thought in the 21st century you could have a part-time president.
In this information age, you're too exposed, and that's the big problem. It really increases the vulnerability of our national security here in America. I mean, our enemies are taking full advantage, whether it's Iran, Russia, China, of course, continues to move forward aggressively, and with all that's going on the border of Ukraine, we went through Afghanistan, which I don't know how long down the road it's going to take for us to, get over that. Maybe like any other experience is that, a solid victory and a solid win and a demonstration of strength and power can erase or at least mollify the pain of the Afghanistan exit experience somewhere down the road. But right now, we still carry that gorilla on our back, and it's not good.
No, it is. In fact, it's probably the top miss for 2021 under Biden was the destruction of America's prestige around the world, which was exemplified by the planned withdrawal from Afghanistan. That people want to say it's botched. It wasn't botched. It's what they planned to do, which demonstrated that America couldn't be trusted as an ally. And if you were in country and you were supportive of America, you were, in fact, vulnerable, because when America decided they were going to abandon you, we weren't going to pay our dues. We weren't going to pay the debt that we owe those people by protecting them and bringing them to America in an orderly way. No, we basically left people to fend for themselves, and it was a shameful day, shameful set of days in America, not to mention the loss of American lives. Just shameful.
Well, without a doubt, and the people of Afghanistan and the world can thank China for their interruption into our election, their invasion, along with Putin, Iran, others, corporate America, these sellouts of American strength and backbone, and they have given us they've given us the Democratic Party to lead the way, and here they are, they're leading us off the cliff. I mean, at every turn, another miss. This is what happened with the economy. I mean, we were coming out nicely, and you can thank Donald Trump. Donald Trump had set this up. It was in motion. The infrastructure was there for us to be able to get out of the negative winds of COVID and be able to move forward. And Joe Biden has been the beneficiary of it, but he acts like he's the creator of it, and he's far from it. I mean, if anything, he's decreating and deconstructing. He's not constructing in his idea of a build better plan. What a bunch of crock that is.
It truly is. And, what Joe Biden would say, as his supporters would say, was that the employment numbers are really his decline. And the reality is, his policies were the ones that were keeping people on the sidelines. His policies of paying people not to work when there were plenty of jobs available are the ones that kept them on the sidelines. We know that because since those policies were ended, first in GOP governor, states run by GOP governors, and then finally expired by the federal government, since that happened, there's 3.5 million people have come back and become employed. And Joe Biden's going to say, gee, we employed 3.5 million people, and it's amazing. It's most ever. And that will be true. The problem is it was his policies that made them stay unemployed for as long as they did. And inflation is the biggest miss of all because you look at it and, you know, every single American has a 6.8% tax on their money because it's worth 6.8% less.
Less, exactly.
Year to year. And so basically raise taxes on every single American by 6.8% to pay for the spending. And his answer on everything is, let's regulate the industries that produce stuff, which creates more inflation, and let's spend more money and put more helicopter money into the system, which creates more dollars chasing fewer goods, which creates inflation. So everything he wants to do as an answer is inflationary. And the fact is, the best thing that happened in America is Joe Biden just not get anything done on the economy for the next year. And that and the whole situation will kind of work itself out.
Yeah, and then we'll just have to deal with executive orders like we did with Obama. The other thing, too, again, to reinforce here, Rick, what you just stated, is these Republican governors have saved his bacon. I mean, it's ironic that the things that he celebrates and takes credit for are the things that Republican governors have given him, right?
Unemployment rate in the top 10 lowest states of unemployment are all run by Republican governors. The bottom 10 states with the highest unemployment all run by Democrat governors. Draw your own conclusions.
Exactly. And his answer, solution in dealing with COVID, which, you know, he told the American people during the campaign that he was going to be the answer for COVID. And he has fallen greatly short, and he doesn't. There's no room for humility in Joe Biden to even admit that he didn't know what he was talking about. Maybe he wouldn't go that far, but he might come up with some other plausible, you know, rationale for why we are where we are right now, and find a way to, experience some reason.
Well, if they actually followed the science, you know, what they always say they want to do, if they'd actually followed science, we would be pressing treatment protocols throughout the country. We have things to treat and to do treat COVID. We wouldn't be talking about vaccine mandates. We might say have vaccines available for those who wanted them, but they're not vaccines in their truest sense. They're just, they may be prophylactic treatments for some.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who don't feel comfortable with it, they wouldn't be forcing it.
Maybe we might even address this.
You don't have to force people to eat ice cream, okay?
Right.
You don't have to force people to eat ice cream. And so it's the fact that I'm going to force you to do it tells you that a lot of people have a sneaking suspicion they ain't all that good for them. But the bottom line with this, if this president was honest on this, we would be pushing treatments. The fact that Governor Ron DeSantis has been pushing treatments in Florida, and we've seen the death rate go down in Florida dramatically, we've seen, and people, when they get sick, have access to monoclonal antibody therapies in places all over the state, and they're told to go and get it done immediately.
Exactly.
That's a treatment answer. That's a solution. Mm. That's so we can live with COVID, because this virus isn't going away. We have to figure out how to live with it. And the only way you live with it is through treatment. And this president has swung and missed three times, three strikes and is out on it. And because all he can think of is command and control from the federal government rather than using the things we know work as a means to stop this disease from having the death rate that it otherwise has.
Well, this is what happens when you politicize everything, and this is why people are bailing out and want nothing to do with politics, and you can't blame them. Rick Manning, as always, appreciate the time. Merry Christmas, my friend.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603-D-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. Where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And it's great to have the founder of the coalition of And it's great to have the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, Edward Bartlett, joins us now. He received his PhD from Johns Hopkins University as a former faculty member at 3 universities and former federal regulator at the Department of Health and Human Services. Ed, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. In the midst of this Christmas season, all things considered, you know, we're grateful that God remains on the throne, okay? That's all I can say. Amen. Well, you know, I so respect it, and I'm looking forward to our conversation, what you're doing in the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, and you're calling on Congress to suspend payments to the Office of the United Nations Women for Pattern of Abuse, Misinformation, and Lies. Tell our audience what's going on here.
Yeah, sure, Bill. So you may have heard the term the big lie, and the big lie refers to a narrative or a claim that's made and it's repeated over and over again, and it has no basis in fact, has no basis in science, but it's promoted because there's a ideological or political reason for that. And you and I can think of several examples, I'm sure. And one of those examples of the big lie comes from UN Women. UN Women, of course, is part of the United Nations. Mm-hmm. And they have been claiming that the coronavirus or COVID lockdown policies have caused a, quote, a spike or a spurt in domestic violence against women. And that's just flat out wrong.
So there's no numbers, there's no validation of research or data that supports that statement. They just put it out there. And in light of all the fear and the perceptions of COVID, they can come under that umbrella and have some sort of place and credibility.
Exactly. I mean, there's this narrative, and it was established, literally, we've traced the beginning of it back to March of 2019, that, you know, and literally they use words like, you know, dangerous spike and spurt against domestic violence. They only mention domestic violence against women, even though it turns out men are just as likely to be victims of partner abuse as women. But again, the narrative never admits that men can be victims of domestic violence.
Right, exactly. Well, it's all part of the con, and that's what we're learning. I mean, whether it's Jesse Smollett or anybody else for that matter, you know, they just it's all set up by, you say, the big lies. But we could say the big lie, but it's the big lies. There's many lies out there, and it forms a pattern and a perspective and a worldview to people who are not discerning to think that what they're saying is the case. I mean, that's why we want. You know, we want, or we not so much want, but we end up believing, you know, pro-abortionists as if they're offering some pro-choice, that there's some sort of higher calling or higher ground because of the wordsmithing and the way it's presented. But if you're not discerning, you fall into that trap. And this is what's happening. We're learning the hard way. You know, I often say it that, you know, people continue to challenge the law of gravity. And when they fall off the roof and hit the ground, they realize, that law gravity still in place. And this is what's happening time and again throughout our society. We're challenging all these institutional thoughts and traditions and laws from God Almighty and, you know, questioning like they did back then, back in the garden, did God really say? Well, you know, God did say, and he's not one to change. And so what he said is still holding today. But regardless of this woke society that wants to challenge God Almighty and think they know better. Well, there is going to come a day of reckoning on all that, and it's already starting to happen, whether we're talking about domestic violence, abortion, the trans movement, all these other things, because, you know, God will not be mocked. And this has to be reconciled because this is an anathema to God's creation.
Right. And of course, the biblical teaching is, thou shalt not bear false witness.
Well, exactly.
The falsity of the claims is that they always portray men as the abusers, they always portray women as the victims, and that's just flat out wrong. It's just not true.
What's the actual numbers, Ed? What's the actual numbers on that in terms of, is it 50-50, 60-40? What is the percentage of abuse?
Sure. So this comes from the Centers for Disease Control, so that's a pretty reputable source on this issue. And they report that every year that there are, I'll give you the exact numbers, 4.2 million male victims and 3.5 female victims of domestic violence.
Wow.
You see right there that you know, there's more, there are more male victims than female victims. But really, what is really mind-boggling, Bill, is what's called, sometimes it's called coercive control or psychological abuse, or even the term nagging, and the CDC actually tracks psychological abuse, and there the numbers just go off the chart. I mean, it's like two-thirds of the victims are male and one-third
wow.
are female. But you know, again, when the narrative is cranking, they're talking about psychological abuse, they never talk about you know, the nagging statistics that show men are far and away the more likely victims.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is amazing. Because if you'd asked me up front, you said, Bill, what do you think the numbers are? I never would have come up with numbers like this to think that there were more male victims than female, because that's all we hear about, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the narrative at work. And so if we can, I'd like to go back to this coronavirus myth.
Yes.
Which is the myth that's been very aggressively promoted. And my organization has done a very deep dive into this issue. So we've actually looked at FBI information. For example, we've looked at FBI reports of homicides, partner homicides. And, of course, you know, the narrative says, oh, yes, you know, women are, as a result of the stay-at-home policies, mm-hmm. you know, they're at dire risk of domestic violence and possible homicide. Well, it turns out that the numbers, and this is, again, according to the FBI, the numbers of partner homicides last year, 2020, were mm-hmm. actually lower than in 2018. So that's homicides. I could tell you about rapes. Rapes have actually gone down 12%. Mm-hmm. I could kind of go on and on about different studies by, you know, these are all independent groups that have no connection with my organization, and they've all concluded there has been zero increase overall mm-hmm. of domestic violence during the COVID shutdown policies.
Wow. And, you know, as you are bringing this out, I mean, are you like the sole voice in the desert here?
Well, that's kind of a good question, Bill. I don't think we're the sole voice, but we do feel like we're a prophet that has not been quite discovered by the authorities out there. If you ask reputable scientists, I mean, our information comes from the FBI and reputable scientists. They'll of course agree with what we're saying. But if you go to, you know, if you go to Congress, you know, talk to members of Congress, well, they've been told, you know, umpteen times that, oh, yeah, there's been a spike in domestic violence as a result of COVID. That's not true.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when they talk, then that puts out the wrong narrative. And meanwhile, you know, they're, you know, trying to, again, get some... you know, manipulate the minds of people to put the people's money in a direction that's not, you know, not needed. It's, in a sense, it's a form of misappropriation of funds, is it not?
That's exactly right, Bill. In fact, there was, you may recall, during the height of the COVID pandemic, there were two bills that were passed by Congress, and I'm talking about funding bills.
Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Ed Bartlett after this.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Kelley Blue Book. For more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book has been the trusted resource for car shoppers searching for the right vehicle at the right price. The company's annual Best Buy Awards provide a look ahead to help navigate new vehicle selections for the coming year. 2022 is full of many new car choices. And on December 16th, auto industry expert Micah Muzio reveals the top selections for best new model, best plug-in hybrid, and more. Beginning with a pool of over 300 new car models, Kelley Blue Book's experts spent a year testing and evaluating all of the options, taking into consideration factors such as cost-to-own data, consumer feedback, and sales information to narrow down the list. Micah Muzio, video manager for Kelley Blue Book.
Each year, innovations in technology and advancing trends make for a bevy of options for car shoppers. The Kelley Blue Book team spent the past year testing and analyzing the 2022 models to narrow down the top choices in the most popular vehicle categories, so we can confidently deliver the best suggestions to help guide consumers as they consider their next new vehicle purchase.
To learn more, visit KBB.com.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Rockin' around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Ed Bartlett. Ed is the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, and he's clarifying all this misinformation that we've been flooded with to have us think in the wrong direction. But like all things that are propaganda, we have to look behind the motivation. You know, what is this all about? Who's controlling what? Is this really in the interest of everyday Americans, or a specific, you know, alliance or an institution, you know, a group like the United Nations women, for example, that are spreading a big lie out here to get us to think, you know, incorrectly, because we're not being given truthful information, and it's leading us down the wrong path here. To really, if our heart is to really find a solution, Ed, we need to make sure that we've got you know, valid evidence and facts, don't we?
Well, exactly, Bill. And before we went to break, I was mentioning about the COVID bill, and I actually have the numbers in front of me. This was the CARES, remember the CARES Act? CARES stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security. And mm-hmm. that bill included literally $45 million for domestic violence programs. That's a heck of a lot of money, especially
exactly.
when it's on a bogus claim that that domestic violence skyrocketed under COVID policy.
Yeah, I mean, this is incredible, but this is what, unfortunately, this is what our government's doing to us, and why we're looking at $30 trillion of debt that God only knows what generation is going to end up paying for it. Not us. It's going to be the kids or the grandkids.
Right, right. Well, absolutely. And let's look at the other side of this. Let's talk about the male victims of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Because they are essentially shut out of the narrative, shut out by the narrative. First of all, they can't get services. When they try to get help, they're just turned away, or sometimes they're ridiculed.
Yes.
But even more outrageous is that in many cases, domestic violence is mutual. Like the woman slaps the guy, and he shoves her back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that, you know, the police are called, and the police are told they can't arrest both persons, right? So guess what they do? They have and the policy is called predominant aggressor, and the predominant aggressor is so flagrantly biased, it says, well, which party is the bigger and stronger of the two? Well, you guessed it. That means that in almost every case, the guy is the one who's arrested, even though the woman was the initiator of the incident.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, and we've seen this play out recently, right? And, with the couple that was going cross country. And, of course, now they're both dead. They were stopped and there was clear. It was clear. I mean, anybody that knew anything about domestic violence saw what was going on between the two. But unfortunately, the police officers were ill-equipped to really understand what was going on.
Yeah, again, that's what happens when you have an ideology at work. The ideology, of course, says that domestic violence is all about patriarchal power and control. Mm-hmm. And when you use the word patriarchal, of course, that makes people think, oh, there they go again. There goes the men beating up their wives. Mm-hmm. But that's just not fair. It's not truthful. And it's the basis of our legal system is equal treatment by the law. That's not happening. We're seeing just flagrant violations of that core principle.
Ed, what has to happen here? This has gone on for a long time. I mean, this isn't just something that has happened in the recent. This has been going on for decades, and it really got exacerbated, especially with the O.J. trial and all that happened with O.J. Simpson. It was like this really went, just in full form. It went to the front pages, and this really gave domestic violence, a right to exist and a right to champion, for federal dollars, all under the perception that it is guys beating up their wives or killing their wives in this case.
Right. Yeah. So you asked Bill, well, what do we do? Well, it turns out there is definite signs of progress that is going on, and I'll give an example. So the federal law, the main federal law that we're talking about, is called the Violence Against Women Act, and it's reauthorized every 5 years, at least in theory. And right now that's part of the debate in Congress is the Violence Against Women Act. And recently, Senator Patrick Leahy, of Vermont, who's a member of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, said, hey folks, we need to rein in all of this overemphasis on arrest, incarcerate, and prosecute. We've gone too far with that. And so he actually said, we need to put more emphasis on what's called restorative justice. And that's exactly right. I mean, many of these cases, like the example I gave before, the slap on the face and the shove back, it doesn't make sense to throw all of these people in jail. We should be providing anger management, substance abuse treatment, mental health counseling, to actually help people get over the problem rather than just, throw more people in jail.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the police supposed to do? I mean, they arrive. I mean, here it is. I mean, we've been told this is the worst call for any policeman to show up at is a domestic conflict. There's just an inordinate number of shootings that take place when police officers are called to the scene. And, the perception is that, here it is. How do they handle this? And in some cases, in some states, it's always, well, somebody's going to go to jail here. And probably 9 out of 10 times, to your point, it's the man who ends up going to jail. But in order to find that restorative justice, that's that point that you're talking about, this is going to take a process. This isn't going to be handled at that, initial meeting with the police and the man and woman in this case where a domestic call has been put forth.
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. So my organization has actually developed a series of recommendations It's on our website. I'll actually give you the URL right now. It's
yeah, please do that.
End2dv.org.
End2dv.org. Okay. All right.
/solutions. So if you're any of your listeners go to n2dv.org/solutions, they will see an extensive list of recommendations, some of them directed to police. And the first thing with police is that we need to stop these rigid policies called mandatory arrest. Again, take that example I've been using of the slap and the shove. It just doesn't make sense to throw, every slap and every shove of those people in jail. It's just not the right thing to do. So we need to stop the mandatory arrest policies. Now, don't get me wrong. There are cases, domestic violence cases, that do require an arrest. Mm-hmm. And I'll give an example. In October, there was a case of a female police officer in New York City. And she was caught in a love triangle with her former lesbian girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And because her former girlfriend took up with a new woman and they were cavorting in bed, the police officer walked in, saw them, pulled out her revolver and she started firing away and
yes.
literally killed the new girlfriend. The police officer's name is Yvonne Wu, W-U. Anybody mm-hmm. can look that up on the internet. But in that case, obviously, you need it. You need an arrest.
Yes, right.
So we're not discounting the role of arrest. We're just saying it should not be used as the, one size fits all.
An automatic. Right, exactly.
Yes.
But clearly, probably a large percentage of these conflicts, you need to separate the two. Maybe not jail. Maybe it's just we're going to wait here until you find a place, some cooling off period, whether you check into a hotel or you go somewhere else, and understand that even at this point, until something happens. I mean, there's only so much you can do. It's not like you can get a TRO on the spot, right? A temporary restraining order. But you can call for, and again, this takes some wisdom and discernment from the police officers and those who are there to decide, okay, what's the right thing to do? The easiest thing to do is, you put somebody in jail, and then at that point, just the system itself, in most cases, has, calmed the situation down, and the chances of reaction are, in terms of something, escalating and getting worse, are brought into check. Although there are still instances, as you've noted, Ed, that, that's not enough. That, we've had cases where somebody's in jail, they get out, and then they go back to whether it's the wife or girlfriends and then do damage. Those exceptions take place. But I think that it's wisdom and it's a balanced concern to say, what can we do overall? It seems like we're making judgments based on a minority of people, not the majority of people involved. Well, Dr. Ed Bartlett has been our guest. He's the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence. Again, the website for them to check out, Ed, if you would, one more time.
www.end2dv.org.
Ed, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, sir.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go?